Racing at Morpheville this afternoon on a good four. Now the rail's out 6 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post and 3 metres the remainder. Scratchings here in the early part of the meeting. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3 scratch the 1, 4 and 8. Race 4 you can scratch the 10 and 11. And in race 5 scratch the 4, 10 and 11. Let's have a look at the quaddy legs with Nadia Horn. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Having a look at race number 6, the scratchings here are clear. Market tells us that Dr. Dependable will be hard to beat at $4.60. Classic YWE at $4.80. And then we go to Ace of Clubs. It's had some good backing along with Illusion. So Ace of Clubs, $6.50, and Illusion there at $5.50. And Star Status, the other galloper under double figures, at $8, Nadia.
Yeah, look, I've ranked them 2, 3, 4, 9. I'm with 2, Dr. Dependable. I think the key is the fact where he gets to in the run. He's drawn well, and he's going to get a run just off speed. Now, we often see these staying races, they can be run under very differing tempos week in, week out. And in particular on this inner track, you find that they do scoot along a little quicker than what they do on the outer due to the fact that it is an advantage to be forward and close to the inside. So, look, I've got the 2 on top. I've got 3, Classic Weiwei in as the main danger, who ran well first up. 4 months of Missile, I probably would have had it a lot closer in my selections if the rain had really fallen that was predicted. It didn't. So I've relegated it back to third, and then I've gone out to number 9, Illusion, next pick. 2, 3, 4, 9, race 6.
Okay, let's have a look at race 7 on the program. Scratch the 8, Hankstar, and Twice Forgotten. The 10 is also out, along with Armad, the 12. Market tells us here Magna Bella is the favourite at 3.30, the 2 in front of the 1, Left Hand Man at 4.40, Good Therapy at 6.50, Miss Jane at $3.90 as well, Nadia.
Having a look at this race, I've got the 5, Miss Jane, on top. But they space her races. She's a 7-year-old mare, so it's fair to say that she has a few little niggling issues between runs, but she tends to race better. Like that as well. This looks an ideal race for her on this course where she's likely just to get a run just off tempo. So I've gone for her. 4, Good Therapy, I put in as a chance. I didn't mind its run first up, and if it takes any benefit out of a run, you feel it's going to be right in it. Now, you know, it's had over a month between runs, and obviously a 7-year-old who's been with a few camps in the past, but there was a lot to like about its first up run. Non-air of Tavistock can run a race in excess of $21 odd. It's a horse who is resuming from a break and has ran to some handy figures previously. And then I've gone out to number 2, Magna Bella, 5.492, race 7.
Race 8 over the 1,300 metres, scratch the 9, Witch Kid, and also Kish Star comes out the 13. Favourite here, Trip, at $3.20.
And in this race, I've got the 7, Oh Please Diana, on top. A lot of the chances who are likely to go forward have drawn out wide. I consider this being run at a really quick tempo, and Oh Please Diana is likely to get the camp just off of that speed. It does back up from last week and does get a heap of gear changes, so I've gone for her. I've put this 5, Trip, in as the main danger. She's flying, but she does get into a very different race shape this time in where there's likely to be pressure. 3, Lady Bethany, I've got in for third, fitter for 3 runs, but has drawn awkwardly, and then out to number 8, Dashing Damsel, 7.538 in race 8.
And in the final race, the benchmark 72 over the 1,000 metres, the 9, Hard Rock Girl, the 10, Mr. Brown Fox, and the 12, Ready Sunshine, come out, and Viduca, looking to go one better after 2 seconds this preparation, is the $2.20 favourite here with the Tab, Nadia.
Yeah, look, and he's had a few weeks between runs into this too. Look, he's the top tip of the race, number 3, Viduca. He did chase and lead up the likes of Instant Celebrity last time out and was just nosed on the line. I think this looks an ideal race for him. So I've gone for him. Obviously, main danger's number 2, DiMaggio. They're clearly the top 2 in the race. DiMaggio gets an addition of the tongue tie and was also fitter for 2 runs back. 7, Adelaide's better suited back to the 1,000. And then I've gone out to number 4, Domination, who will likely scoot along and go forward next pick. 3, 2, 7, and 4 in the last.
All right, Nadia, your best bet, your value bet, also your play of the day, and a quaddy, please.
Look, the best bet comes up in that last race, 9, the 3, Viduca. As far as our roughy, I like race 1, number 6. So I think it's got a chance at around $16. Quaddy today, 2, 3, 4, and 9, first leg. 1, 2, 4, 5, 9, the second. 2, 3, 5, 7, and 8 in the third leg, and runners 2 and 3 in the last leg. Player of the day, all up, race 2, the 3 to win. race 3, 11 for the place into race 9, number 3 to win.
All right then, Nadi, what about a Cox Plate tip?
Oh, look, I'm with Russian Camelot. I think the weather and the track is going to sit it down to the ground.
Great stuff. Enjoy your day, Nadi. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadi Horn looking at Morfordville.